From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Rudolph Giuliani's eight-year tenure as New York's mayor ends Monday. Today, he gave what amounted to a farewell address in a church one block from where the World Trade Center once stood. Giuliani said a soaring memorial, rather than further economic development, should be the first priority as the city rebuilds without him. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
Rudolph Giuliani's departing speech as mayor of New York City was a tribute to those who died in the attacks on the World Trade Center. The mayor chose St. Paul's, a tiny colonial church where George Washington prayed after his inauguration and that miraculously survived the devastating collapse of the nearby Twin Towers. In a chapel surrounded by cards, quilts, and posters commemorating the nearly 3,000 victims, Giuliani thanked the people of New York City.
Very often in the past 3 months plus, people will ask me, where do I get my energy? Where does it come from? Well, it's really simple. It comes from you, and it comes from here.
The mayor said the city's strength would continue after he leaves. And as he spoke with pride, the often combative mayor, who alienated many during his 8 years in office, reminded New Yorkers of the changes they had witnessed under his watch. Crime had dropped by almost 60%, he said, reminding skeptics that those numbers went well beyond national trends. The mayor went on to say there are now 695,000 fewer people on welfare, a Times Square filled with tourists, and more jobs.
That city that used to be the rotting apple that 60, 70, 80% of the people wanted to leave and nobody wanted to come to, that city now is a very strong and it's a confident city. It's a city that has withstood the worst attack of any city in America or in the history of America, and people are standing up as tall, as strong, and as straight as this church.
In that spirit, the mayor said he felt deeply committed to one more goal, even after his successor, Michael Bloomberg, takes office. Giuliani urged the city to move ahead by building a soaring memorial to those who died on September 11th. Concerns about new office towers and reviving the downtown economy will take care of themselves, he said, if visitors from all over the world see a great monument on what he called hallowed ground.
This place has to be sanctified. This place has to become a place in which, when anybody comes here, immediately they're going to feel the great power and strength and emotion of what it means to be an American.
The mayor who departs a national hero and who was named last week as Time Magazine's Person of the Year then read a speech by one of his own heroes. Quoting Abraham Lincoln on the soldiers who died at Gettysburg to keep the nation together, he said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here." For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.